All right, we need Montreal to chime in on this. On the text line, 92925, a lot of buzz lately about Beyonce at Coachella. They're saying, what, that was like one of the greatest performances of all time?
Like one of them? That's all. I didn't say that because people are going to send me hate mail. I think that's like a hard thing to say, but it was an unbelievable and historic performance. Yeah. Absolutely. What she was able to do at Coachella. She had over 100 dancers with her. It was unbelievable. It was mind-blowing.
Very impressive. Now, there's this debate going on online. They started this on TMZ. Listen.
People are now saying that Beyonce is a greater performer than Michael Jackson.
Oh, she's better than him.
Wait, no, she's not.
Beyonce's stomping is amazing and she's phenomenal. But when you saw Michael Jackson defy gravity and lean sideways.
All right. Can we agree she's the best female performer?
Yeah.
Now, I know you're a big Beyonce fan, but I'll say Michael Jackson was one of a kind. Like the way he was able to go on his toes and just kind of plant himself there for like 2 seconds. The moves, the way he used to go across the stage, the moonwalk, that was impossible.
You see what Beyonce does in 8-inch heels?
Okay.
For real.
Fine, yeah. She shakes her booty. Okay.
I think, no. Oh, she does. Are you kidding me?
No,
she
Beyonce's,
does a lot more than
so
shake
talented.
Her booty.
Of course.
Give me a break. I think, truthfully, it's a really tough thing to compare. It's like comparing hockey players now to hockey players back in the day when it was like a different game. You know,
yeah.
I think that Michael Jackson was born with a lot of natural talent. Like he was just born and just undoubtedly that's what he was meant to be doing is performing.
Oh, he was so good.
And he was one of the greatest performers of all time. Beyonce, I think her talent is a little bit different. She works harder than I think anybody on the planet. I was at a photo shoot last year and my makeup artist said that he has a friend who was a dancer for Beyonce and she's like, we're not leaving until 3 a.m. We're not going anywhere until this is perfect. So I think that it's different. Do I think Michael Jackson was a better performer than Beyonce? No, I'll say that. I don't think he was better than Beyonce.
All right, we're getting people disagreeing.
Yeah, I won't say that Beyonce is better than MJ, but I won't say that Michael Jackson is better than Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, it's apples and oranges, like you said. Beyonce can't do the moonwalk, and Michael Jackson is not bootylicious.
Yeah.
So no, I get that. But again, I mean, I think of like those jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring moments, like when he busted out the moonwalk and when he did lean sideways. I mean, the whole world watching it just, you know, was stunned in amazement. I can't think of a particular moment in Beyonce's performance career that really stands out as being as iconic.
Yeah, the one that just happened. I'm not joking. The one that just happened at Coachella. It's a game changer on top of everything that she's already done.
All right, we're getting tons of texts, 92925. Let's talk about their music. Let's look at the songs that they've had.
Okay.
Of course, Michael Jackson had so many different hits he had. What did he have? Beat It, right? And let's not forget about all the records he broke in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Oh, he still is the second best-selling album of all time.
Of course, he had Thriller. I mean, that's one of his best songs ever, right? And a song that is still one of my favorites to this day. And every time we play it here on The Beat, we get such a big reaction. Man in the Mirror. That was just such a...
I love that song so much.
Watching him perform this, too, was just special.
And I'm fairly certain that he did write more of his music than Beyonce did.
Are you certain? Because you're going to...
I don't know.
I'm tired of his facts that are not fact-checked.
I'm fairly certain that he wrote more of his music.
You don't know that. That is not... You can't throw things in here. Turn off his mic.
No!
We're having a battle right now.
Okay, why don't we play Billie Jean instead of listening to Sam? How about we do that?
That's a better idea. Because he doesn't know for sure. Unless you can fact-check these. All very good songs, and I like MJ. I'm getting hate mail right now, but I do love MJ. That's not my point at all, but I'm just saying that Beyonce is as good as him. Irreplaceable. She has done amazingly well with a lot of her ballads.
Yeah. I remember being at the Bell Center. Everybody was waving their phones to this one.
Oh, yeah.
People are just, it's special.
Baby Boy.
Ooh, Sean Paul.
And these are... You got to remember that a lot. That's
that
a
is a baby boy.
Thing.
Is that the
not
remix?
A baby boy thing.
What an intro.
Okay.
You got to remember, Beyonce is one of those different artists as well that not a lot of her great music that is record breaking necessarily gets played on the radio. Like her entire Lemonade album, everybody knows the name of that. My grandparents know about Lemonade, and not one of those songs are being played in the radio. If I Were a Boy, that's one of my favorites from Beyonce.
All right. Time to text messages come in. We want you to chime in on this. Beyonce versus Michael Jackson. I never thought we'd be talking about this on the air. It's just insane. Tons of texts coming in. Beyonce's phenomenal, but she's not yet MJ. Nikki, you're wrong. Michael is a legend. Beyonce, somebody call her overrated. Uh-oh, Nikki's going to write back to you. Be careful. Be careful. All right. Be careful. All right, here's the NCE now. It's Cake by the Ocean. It's the Beat 92.5. Good morning.